First thing I have to say, Leanne, is you read that so amazingly. You've done a lot of reading and really, I think, a lot of reading for younger age groups too, because you know how to make that really exciting and to lead it on and things like this. And The Accidental Heroes is part of a series. Tell us about the whole series.
The series is based around a girl called Duckling and her grandfather, Lord Rump, who, well, he calls himself Lord Rump. That's not his real name. But he's basically a con man. He's very charming, very respectable looking, and completely and utterly dishonest. And his granddaughter, Duckling, is trying to make him change his ways. And with Accidental Heroes, Lord Rump is aiming to do a final scheme, and for that he needs a disposable boy. And Duckling finds him an honest farm boy called Pummel, and that's when everything starts to change for her.
I'm a bit worried about the term disposable boy.
I know. It's a terrifying term. I know.
So how many books have you written for this age group?
This is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is my eighth.
Eight.
Yeah, so I had like a starter book, a practice book, which was called Rats, which was published by Lothian. And then I've had two trilogies with Alan and Unwin, and this is the beginning of my third trilogy with Alan and Unwin.
And what made you get into this age group? Because a lot of people mistakenly think this is an easy age group to write for, but it's not, is it? Very complex. They love, you know, interesting and funny things and things like this. So you've really got to be on the ball when you write for this age group, haven't you?
Yes. Look, I think so. I think what attracted me to this age group is that this was a great age for me, in terms of that this was when I became a really committed reader. You know, I mean, I'd been a reader sort of since very early childhood, but this was when I started to discover absolutely amazing books. And when I got into that, get up in the morning, start reading, read while I get dressed, read while I have my breakfast, read while I walk to school, sort of way of life. And when I started writing, this was the age that was most fun for me. You know, when I started writing, I was writing a little bit of everything, and I was writing for adults, I was writing stage plays. But this was the age group that I had the most fun with.
Do you see yourself writing? I find sometimes that authors start in this age group and then a little later on they start thinking, well, I might just do a young adult one. They move themselves up a section. Do you perceive that that might happen?
Look, I'm tempted in all directions. I've got a picture book coming out next year, which is a really different area for me, a really different move. I have ideas for an adult book. I have ideas for a young adult book. I have ideas for a children's book. You know, like, I don't know. I find that if I try and plan it too much, it works against me. You know, it's what comes next has to be a gut decision. What comes next? If I try and work it out with my head, with what I think I want, it's like a theatre manager trying to put on a play that all the actors hate. You know, you've got to have the actors on board. You've got to have your gut on board, so that it's all of you wanting to write the next book rather than just what you think you should write or what you think you want to write. Yeah.